With no deal in sight, Wright State's faculty union is on the picket lines for a fourth day today. With temperatures in the teens, union members have turned a conference room into a hotel across from the main campus into their strike headquarters. WISO's April Leslie got an inside look at the space on Thursday and talked to one union member about what it's been like on the picket lines.
If you stick around long enough at AAUP strike headquarters, you're guaranteed to hear this sound at least once. Faculty members are returning from the picket lines, and here, that's cause for celebration.
Yeah, so we need to keep people's spirits up, right?
That was Sarisha Naidu, a union member and economics professor at Wright State. She tells me over the past few days, strikers have transformed this austere Wingate Hotel conference room into their home base. Round tables scattered throughout the room are being used as prep stations. Hand warmers and noisemakers sit on one table. Atop another, there are poster boards and markers for making signs.
This table right here where we have on strike signs, and that's what most people are carrying because they're sandwich boards and you don't have to hold them and it's too cold and you can put your hands in your pocket.
And then there's the food. It's everywhere. Crammed into corners and in boxes, in crock pots and casserole dishes, griddles are plugged into a few power outlets. A graduate student tells me they're making grilled cheeses for their striking professors.
We're blowing a lot of fuses, but we're trying to have something warm for them.
Much of the food here has been donated. Nadu says students, church groups, and other community groups have dropped off coffee and hot meals every day of the strike. Back outside on the picket line, Nadu tells me organizing the strike isn't easy.
You know, the first couple of days have been sort of intense because trying to figure out the logistics of this. We've never done this before, right? Like setting up tents. You know.
Every morning around 6:30, she says, a small crew sets up tents on the picket lines. Then, because faculty members can't park on campus during the strike, a transport team is dispatched to pick them up at parking lots farther away. Picketers sign up for three-hour shifts, but Nadu says many of them stay on site much longer. Several days into the strike, there's still no deal on the horizon. Union officials say no contract negotiating sessions have been scheduled. Nadu says at times this week, it's been hard to stay upbeat.
A lot of people are very concerned about health care, about money, and yet we're out here in the cold. We're out here striking. We're out here on the picket lines because it's important. We're all taking a short-term hit. But we're doing this because the long-term costs of this imposed contract are too severe.
Both the union and the administration have filed unfair labor practice charges with the State Employment Relations Board, alleging bad faith bargaining, among other things. As the strike drags on, Wright State officials say they're working to mitigate disruptions to campus life for students. Union officials say they'll remain on the picket line every weekday from 8 to 6 p.m. until they reach a contract deal. For WISO, I'm April Leslie.